My name is Nishant Prakash, your host for Hunger Must Be Stopped. Today, we'll be talking about some contributions to solving world hunger that we can all do and are feasible for everybody. We'll also go deeper into the best solution out of the array of solutions I present. Now, we all know that by ourselves alone, we independently cannot do any major impact on world hunger. So the solutions I present are not solutions that can be done by one person and some major change will happen, but has to be done by many people. Now, on with some solutions we can all do to contribute to solving world hunger. One obvious solution is food donations. One can be nothing, but 100 cans can feed a whole family. There are a lot of buildings and not enough land to farm and solve world hunger. A solution called urban farming could be quite successful. Urban farming is farming on the rooftop of a building or anywhere in a city. This solution could feed up to 10 billion people, according to Morgan magazine. Birth control education can also reduce hunger by lowering high birth rates. Another solution is access to education. This can cause more access to income and therefore food. Some countries have a program where they give free food for coming to school, according to Morgan magazine. When I said that urban farming could feed up to 10 billion people, that solution suddenly became very attractive, didn't it? Well, there are some cons if you yourself are going to try this out. There are certain problems to use a lot in the city as well. Let's say that you have found an empty lot of land in your city. This lot has a good chance of being owned by the government. The reason to go with this lot is not very good because the process to use and get the land from the government would take much more time than most people looking into urban farming have. If you go ahead with that lot or you buy it from a non-profit organization, you also have to check for soil contaminants like lead and mercury, leading to more time and money spent as well. Finally, there also may be vandalism, since your lot is in the open in the city. If you have land that you own, like your backyard, more than likely, you'll have less problems with urban farming. Well, that's it for these contributions to solving world hunger. I hope you will try at least one of these and know that you've contributed to solving world hunger. Thank you for your time and viewership. Until next time, see you soon.